My name's Caitlin Cabrera, and you're listening to My Semester Off.
Hey guys, I'm back after what seems or seemed to be a month-long hiatus. I feel like I'm the producers or the directors of The Walking Dead who make you wait like months because they're on a break, but instead I come back with like nothing. I'm just kidding. But, actually last week I was going to post something, but I honestly didn't have anything worth talking about. I mean, I always have something to talk about, but I didn't want to just rant or anything. I wanted to give some good content. So this week I have something actually super, super important that I need to talk about and that I want to talk about. And it's something that's kind of a serious topic for me, and that is body image. And I'm going to try to explain this in the best way that I can. It's kind of hard to explain, but one day I woke up, okay? And I'm not just talking from slumber. Maybe it was an epiphany, I don't know. But anyways, I woke up. I woke up feeling different, but probably in the best way possible. I've been feeling this way ever since I've turned 20, and that could be coincidence, maybe it's not, I don't know. But basically, I woke up not giving a crap of what people thought of me, and this podcast is why that's significant to me. See, when I was younger, I was ridiculed a lot for my weight by some family members, and sometimes indirectly by friends. So even though I may have looked confident on the outside, on the inside, I most definitely wasn't. I was, though, super confident in my academics and my sports and my social life. So it was easy to kind of put the whole thing about weight and stuff in the back burner. So yeah, I was really, really sensitive. And if anyone ever hinted at calling me fat or anything like that, it would first of all ruin my day, but it would also like hurt me so bad. Like, why can't people just judge me on my actions? I didn't know how to deal with it except for maybe, you know, eating and stuff, because that makes you feel full and whole and stuff. I think that's where this came from. And I didn't tell a lot of people about this, but maybe just a couple of my close friends, but my trip to Peru back in June was more of a negative experience than it was a positive one. It definitely wasn't a vacation. My trip to Machu Picchu, however, was like the highlight of my trip, but my trip was bad because I got in a fight with a family member of mine. And instead of arguing with facts and reasons, she decided to bring in the fact that I'm overweight. And it was completely uncalled for and completely like irrelevant, even though I know now that she's just a hypocrite. That day really crushed me. I mean, I've had some horrible days in my life where I've actually been publicly humiliated, but that day somehow seemed worse than that because it came from someone I knew and someone I loved. But like I keep saying, I woke up 3 months later and realized that I don't care anymore. Like I've mentioned before, I've been through therapy, and a psychologist told me about the meaning of projection, and only now has it finally sunken in. It's because I finally get it. I've seen it, and now I understand. Everybody who has said something to me about how I look is obviously in conflict with themselves, and I feel sorry for them. The tables have officially turned. Besides, I'm working on myself, and that's honestly why I took this semester off. Like, I'm seeing a nutritionist now, and she's literally, like, the best. And she's super cool, and she believes in, like, slow progression, and I believe in that too. And she believes that this isn't a fad diet, that this is my life, you know? I gotta take care of it. I only got one life. I gotta take care of it. And I used to think that the day that I become skinny is the day I'll love myself, but that's not true at all. I feel like I'm actually the one who is being superficial, but not to others, to myself. Like, for example, if I was really pretty and had a horrible personality, I'd still be like rotten, but in the inside, to the core. And that, I think, is ugly in the worst way. So from now on, I'm going to try to learn how to love myself for not only what I look like, but for who I am also. And I feel like for me and a whole bunch of other people, people could tell you how beautiful you are, and I will never believe them. We will never believe them. But I feel like now I'm starting to, and that feels really good. And to everyone out there who's like going through the same thing, you probably just haven't woken up yet, but it'll happen in time and on your own. It, like, one day it just will, like it did for me. It just will. An event will happen and will trigger it. It'll just happen. It does get better. And I know how much I'm loved. Like, my mom brought up a good point. I had a birthday party and I invited a group of my friends, and my mom came to hang out for a bit too. And she said, you know, every person that was there wanted to be there. They didn't come for your money. They didn't come for your looks. They came for you. And I honestly think that night was the night that I realized that I am beautiful, I'm loved, and no one can change that. So yeah, that was just kind of like a quick little spiel about body image, because I don't know, it was just like the weirdest thing happened to me. I just woke up. That's the best way I can possibly explain it. And, you know, this doesn't mean I'm not going to have bad days, because obviously I'm human. I'm going to, like, you know, be hard on myself. But I feel it. Something's different. Something changed. A light went off and another came on. And I'm just ready to embrace the journey. And so, yeah, I actually feel really happy that I shared that with you guys. I feel like it's a weight off my chest. So for the remainder of this podcast, I'm going to kind of update you guys. A lot has been going on. Like I said, I turned 20 on the 17th. I'm going to thank everybody who came and celebrated it with me. Thank you for everyone who sent me happy birthdays on Facebook and stuff, who called me. I just appreciate it so much. Yeah, it made me feel really good. And oh, also, I don't know, it's along with this like kind of realization and self-realization and, you know, learning more about myself, I feel like I've become a lot more patient, which is interesting because I have a little brother and he is super hyper and stuff. And usually I get really frustrated with him because, you know, I'm an older sister and little brother is like making noises and stuff. It irritates me, whatever. But lately, though, I've found that I have grown so much patience, and for me to kind of notice that, it's kind of ridiculous. I'm not only am I taking care of my brother and stuff, I'm also taking care of my grandmother. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's maybe two weeks ago, and I've been having to take care of her, like washing her and like I like actual care of her, like I'm like a nurse. And from that, I don't know. I think I want to help people that way in a medical setting. I don't know if I want to be a nurse. I probably don't. I'm thinking somewhere in the medical field, though, because something about it feels right. Something about it feels rewarding. And if something like, you know, being a star or something doesn't pan out, I'll have that in my arsenal, just so I can take care of myself. Because like I said, security is very important to me, as well as being independent. So yeah, I've decided that for my remaining months of the semester, I'm going to go ahead and look up some volunteer opportunities so I can kind of throw myself in that environment so I can see if that's what I want to do. And yeah, maybe I'll do a couple of podcasts on the stuff that I've tried so I can inform you guys and give you some real feedback on what I thought of it. And speaking of feedback, I went to go have lunch with my friends, Gabriella and Rebecca, and they told me that they like to listen to my podcast and fold clothes. And I think that's so funny. And I think that's the beauty about podcasts, because you don't have to commit like all your attention to it. You can be doing other things while listening to it, which is what I do when I listen to some YouTubers doing their podcasts. So yeah, I encourage you guys to like do other things while you're listening to my podcast, because like I always used to find it soothing just to listen to somebody's voice and not always have to respond. And to end this podcast, I'm now going to reveal my outro. So long, farewell to you, my friends. Just kidding. No. I'm gonna get sued by Disney so hard right now because I took their intro and now I'm taking an outro. Oh my goodness. No. actually, I'm gonna end my podcast now with shout outs because I just want to thank you guys for listening. I feel like it's so cool and I feel supported and happy, and I just wanted to make you guys happy too by shouting out. So cue the shout out music. So my first shout out ever is to Divya. thank you for listening, and it was so nice to meet you through Nicole. Thanks for listening, and shout out to Gabrielle and Rebecca for the feedback. And yeah, thanks again for everybody who's listening and everybody who listened. Take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves. I'll see you next week.